Hello, everybody. This is Warren Carr on this April 20th, 2017, with part B of the unboxing of the Alcatel U16 Max. Not to waste your time, I think this phone is not something I'll recommend for anyone, most especially for people who are just coming into Android. I mean, the specs and price are fantastic. However, we can't trade that over accessibility. I've discovered, however, that the reason why the speech was sounding a little bit awful was because it was using Pico, what used to be, I think, probably like in the days of Froyo and maybe Gingerbread and stuff like that. Anyway, so I had my little girl help me this morning before she went to school, and she said, "Dad, that phone is big." And I said, "Yep, I know that, girl. And I love them big." So anyway, so we got TalkBack installed, and I got it, running. And,
device unlocked. Launcher. Home screen 2 of 2.
So there it is. And so I installed the Google Now Launcher on it. And it comes with a launcher that's just called Launcher. So, of course, I went and changed it. But I would tell you this, that just like most Chinese phones, the keys are kind of swapped. Kind of like just like a Samsung phone where you have the back key in the wrong place and the recent or overview key in the wrong place. So instead of having the back key on the bottom left, you have it to the right and then the overview to the left. And then the home button, of course, is still in the middle. Only problem, however, is that these things don't speak. And unless you know what you are doing and kind of, you know, have memorized where these things are located, for a newbie, it's going to be something you can't do. So I don't really suggest this phone for anyone. Unless, of course, if you're like me and you know what you're doing, and you're up to the challenges, then yes, you can. But if not, you're going to be frustrated beyond measure. Anyway, so I'm going into the settings of the phone, and it's
it's off airplane mode switch.
It has all kinds
of
stuff.
Toggle, double tap and hold to long. Open settings button. Launcher settings. Showing item.
Now that I am in the settings, starting from the top, we got the normal stuff like
suggestions 3 in list 42 items. Double tap screen lock unlock with your fingerprint. Double tap use your voice, say okay Google to search, set alarms and more. Double tap to activate. Wi-Fi Belkin.add 2. Bluetooth disabled. SIM cards. Double tap.
SIM cards. I don't have any SIM card in it. Going down.
SIM cards. Hot not off. Double tap to activate.
There's something called hot not. And, when I tapped on it, you know, it says it's basically trying to where you could, transfer, things between one Android device to another Android device. And it says if you use it during while it's charging, it may not work too well. So I just don't even bother with it.
Data usage, 0B of data used. More. Double tap to activate. Display, adaptive brightness is on.
All right.
Notifications, all apps, sound ringer volume at 100%. Apps, 34 apps installed. Storage, 7.52 gigabytes of 32.00 gigabytes. Battery, 77%, 45 minutes until full on AC.
All right, let's
showing
keep going.
Users, signed in as owner. Double float gesture. Double tap to activate.
Now, the float gestures have to do with, hand motions and stuff like that. And they've got plenty of those.
One hand float view. Double smart somatosensory. Double gesture motion. Double
well, why don't we activate. Look at these things just for giggles? So let's start with the float motions.
Users signed float gesture. Float Float gesture.
Here's what we have in float gestures.
Handwriter settings. So double tap to activate.
That's for handwriting. So I'm going to go back.
Add gesture button. Gestures builder. Double tap
so,
to activate.
So, I mean, you could add a gesture down here.
Float gesture. Settings.
Okay.
You float gesture. One hand float view.
Let's
double tap to
let's
activate.
Take a look at that.
One hand float view. On guide. On checked checkbox. Guide. Double tap to activate.
Let's see what the guide says.
One hand float view. Multi-page view.
Whoops.
Multi-page view. Multi-page view. Swipe with two fingers to switch pages.
Ah, that's not bad.
Multi-page view. Swipe with two fingers to switch pages. Multi-page view. Swipe with two fingers to switch pages.
Okay.
Multi-page view. Swipe with two fingers.
I'm going to go back. As you can hear, you can't hear back. So you got to know where it is.
Float gesture. One hand float. Smart somatosensory.
Look at this.
Smart somatosensory.
Here's what we have in this area.
Gesture, heading, in list, 9 items. Gallery, move between pictures, not checked, checkbox. Music player, move between songs, not checked, checkbox. Camera, capture photos, not checked, checkbox. Unlock, in the locked screen, the phone will hand waving distance sensor location, the phone will automatically unlock standby interface, not checked, checkbox. Smart somatosensory, heading. SMS somatosensory dial, in MMS view, pick up the phone to your face can directly dial the contact's phone, not checked, checkbox.
Not bad.
Showing up. Contact dialing by somatosensory, in contact's interface, keep face close to device make dial automatically, not checked, checkbox. Call answering car, call, the palm of the phone distance sensor position for 2 seconds, the phone automatically answer the call, not checked, checkbox.
That will be it.
Call answering car, call, the palm of the phone distance sensor position for...
Okay, I'm going to go back here. Whoop, I went back too far. Let's go back in here.
Quick settings. Off airplane mode. Open settings. Settings.
Okay.
Use your voice. Say, okay, Wi-Fi. Belkin.
Let's scroll up.
Apps 34 app. Float gesture. One smart somatosensor. Gesture motion.
Let's look at gesture motion.
Gesture motion. Telephony motion. In list 2 items. System motion. Double tap to activate.
Let's look at telephony motion.
Telephony motion. Telephony motion. Answer by swing. Answer the call by swing when incoming call. Not checked. Checkbox. In list 2 items. Smart switch. Put phone close to ear to turn off the speaker. Not checked. Checkbox. Double tap
to activate. Wow. Okay. Let's go back.
Not checked.
Whoops. Excuse me. There we go. Ah, I keep hitting the back too many times.
Airplane mode switch.
Oh boy, what a knucklehead.
Open settings. Settings.
There we
showing
go.
Showing items 1 to 10 of 40.
I'm sorry, guys. This is definitely not me.
Display, adaptive brightness, apps 34. Storage,
7. Oh my.
Float gesture, one hand float view, double tap, smart somatosensory.
Let's go back to the telephone.
Gesture motion.
There we go.
Gesture
so the next
motion.
One was the system.
System motion. In lit.
Let's see what
system
we got.
System motion. System motion. 3-point screenshot. 3 fingers at the same time. The lower sliding screenshot. Not checked. Checkbox. In list. 4 items. 3-point entry camera. 3 fingers at the same time. The up sliding entry camera. Not checked. Checkbox. 2-point adjust volume, 2 fingers at the same time the lower or upper sliding adjust volume, not checked, checkbox. Double tap to lock, double tap the home key at any interface to lock the screen, not checked, checkbox.
Ah.
Double tap to activate.
Not a bad idea. Maybe that's why.
Checked.
Whoops.
Not checked.
There we go. Don't want to check it.
Gesture motion.
All right, let's go back.
Settings.
There we go.
Gesture motion. Gesture unlock.
Let's take a look at that.
Gesture unlock. off switch. Double tap to toggle. Double click to wake disabled in list 12 items. Slide up to unlock disabled. Slide down to camera disabled.
Basically, if you want any of those to work, you have to turn it on right here at the off.
Double tap to toggle.
What?
On. And showing now. Items 1 to 8 of 12.
Now watch, these things are not going to be disabled anymore. Watch this.
Double click to wake in list 12 items. Slide up to unlock. Double tap, slide down to camera. Double side slip cut songs. Double tap to activate. Painting M play and pause music. Gesture C, start phone. Gesture E, start browser. Gesture O, start YouTube. Gesture W, start settings. Gesture Z, start clock. Gesture V, start gallery.
That's the last one.
On switch. Off.
As you can see.
Gesture O, start YouTube. Settings.
These things are mainly for, sighted folks. If people have difficulty with angle gestures, with talkback, then, definitely this is not going to be for such people.
Showing
Let's
items
keep going
22.
Down.
Smart somatosensory gesture motion. Gesture unlock. One-handed mode. Double parallel space. Double
now, parallel space is an app that I've played with, can give you, a space on, so multiple spaces to work on your phone. Let's see how this is implemented on this particular device. Well, let's look at the one-handed
gesture motion,
mode first.
Gesture unlock. One-handed mode. One-handed mode. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
Here's the one-handed mode we got.
One-handed mode. Turn on or off one-handed mode. Checked checkbox in list 3 items. One-handed guide. Slide right into the one-hand mode from the bottom of the screen and slide back to full screen again.
That will be it. I'm gonna go
settings.
Back out of here.
One-handed mode.
Let's
in
go.
List 42
let's
items.
Go to parallel spaces.
Parallel space.
All right, now.
Smart somatosensory. Parallel space.
Ooh, things are popping up at me like Christmas tree.
Personalize apps. Restyle apps with stunning themes.
Personalize
apps. Restyle apps with stunning. Start button.
Okay,
double tap
so
to activate.
You could start it. Let's see what happens. If
parallel space. Allow parallel space to send and view SMS messages.
Yeah.
Allow button. Allow parallel space to record audio.
Yeah.
Allow button. Allow parallel space to access photos, media, and files on your device.
You got it, kid.
Allow but allow parallel space to access this device's location.
Maybe, maybe not. Yeah, just for giggles.
Deny button. Allow parallel space to access sensor data about your vital signs.
My vital signs?
Deny button. Allow parallel space to access
oh
sensor
my
data
gosh.
About your. Allow parallel space to take pictures and record video. Deny. Allow button.
Just for
allow
giggles.
Allow parallel space to access your calendar.
Oh my gosh, that's just.
Allow button. Allow parallel space to make and manage phone calls. Deny. Allow button. Allow parallel space to access your contacts.
Of course,
deny.
If
allow
you're gonna make
button.
Calls.
Parallel space.
Oh my, finally out of it.
Google Now Launcher, row 2, column 1. Heading, row 3. Double tap to activate. Add to parallel space 1, out of grid.
So you
double
could
tap to activate.
Tap here to add things to parallel space. Like
showing
I just,
item 1 of 1.
I just tapped on it and
in list 3 items. Tap to open Google Now Launcher and sign in your second account out of list.
So Google Launcher is already there. Now, if I want to add something.
Unlabeled button.
There's an unlabeled button at the bottom, right? And
unlabeled button.
you know, that does nothing. And of course, it seems that it's perpetually there. I have no clue.
Tap to open Google Now Launcher and sign in your second account out of list. Unlabeled.
Yeah, so basically, that's what parallel spaces are. For instance, I could be running WhatsApp, you know, two instances of WhatsApp, or I could be running two instances of Facebook if I were using one on the same device. You know, so long as I, you know, maybe sign into another account. So anyway, whoops, I keep hitting the back key too many times and taking me out totally.
Settings.
All right, so we were at parallel space.
More in list 42 items.
Let's scroll up a little
storage,
bit.
Sep, float gesture. One hand, gesture motion. Gesture on one-handed parallel space.
Scroll up a little bit.
Showing items location on high accuracy. Parallel space location on security. Fingerprint. Double tap to activate.
Now, of course, fingerprint would be where you could add your fingers.
Fingerprint manager, manage and set up the fingerprint related functions. Music player, touch the fingerprint sensor to play or pause on music, off switch.
Ah, not bad.
Double tap to activate. Video player, touch the fingerprint sensor to play or pause on video, off switch. Touch control long press, heading.
Ah, let's scroll up.
Touch control long press heading. Recent list long press the fingerprint sensor to recent list off switch.
Not bad.
Double tap to take photo from the viewfinder screen. Touch and hold the fingerprint sensor to take a photo off switch. Answer call. Touch and hold the fingerprint sensor to answer a call off switch.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad.
Note, these touch control gesture can be performed with any finger and do not require a fingerprint to be enrolled.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Let's go back here.
Security in list 42. Fingerprint. Accounts. Google. Double tap to activate. Showing item. Languages and input. English. United States. Backup and reset. Warcare@gmail.com. Language. Google. Backup and reset. War. Date and time. GMT plus 8 o'clock Malaysia time.
Oh my gosh.
Double tap.
I'm running on Malaysian time right now. So, Ellen, you knucklehead, should I be sleeping or not? Oh, my.
Date and time, GMT plus accessibility. Printing, zero print accessibility.
Let's look at what's in accessibility for giggles, shall we?
Charging stop, battery level 82%. Top back, on. Double tap to activate. Charging started, battery level 82%.
Oh, I got my thing unplugged.
Charging
there we go.
Stopped, battery level 82%.
Ah,
charging started,
excuse
battery.
Me.
Switch access off. Captions off. Magnification gesture off. Display size default. Click after pointer stops moving off. High power button ends call off switch. Speak passwords off switch.
Okay.
Showing items, mono audio, combined channels when playing, accessibility shortcut, text-to-speech, accessibility shortcut, on, text-to-speech output, touch and hold delay, short, display, heading.
Anyway, you got settings. The picture.
X-printing, zero print job, developer options, schedule power on and off, off.
Wow.
About phone and phone status. Settings. About phone, Android 7.0. Phone status.
Let's see if
model number, U16 Max, in list 14 items. Android version, 7.0. Phone storage, 32.0. Running memory, 3.00 gigabytes. Screen size, 6.0 inch. Screen resolution, 1280x720. Main camera, 13 MP. Sub camera, 5 MP.
All right.
Android security patch level, February 5th, 2017. Showing up status, phone number, signal, etc. Legal information. Baseband version, OUKIT. Kernel version, 3.1. Build number, OUKIT.
That's it.
Subcamera.
I didn't see where I could
model number,
check for updates.
Android version, 7.0. Double tap to activate. Model number U16 battery charging 82%. Model number U16 phone status out of list. Wi-Fi 3 bars.
Well, I think that will be it.
Camera. Settings.
With this phone.
Showing items 27.
Oh man, I can even
30.
Hear those talkback sounds as I haven't turned them off. All right.
Home.
That will be it, really, because let's look at the
apps. Google Now Launcher.
That's
double
the
tap
dock.
To activate. Double tap phone. Action apps. Contacts. Unlabeled button.
And then that unlabeled button at the very far right bottom. I have no clue what it does. Maybe it has to do with that hot knot that I didn't turn on.
Apps.
When you go into
search
apps.
Apps, edit box, apps.
You know, typical Google setup.
FM radio in grid 10 rows, 4 columns. File manager. Email. Gmail. Google. Launcher. Maps.
Actions. Scroll up.
Launcher. Parallel space. Music. Messaging. Play Store. Power saver. QR code settings. QR code scan. System updater. Actions. App
let's
info.
See.
System updater. OUKITEL underscore U16 underscore max underscore V7.0 underscore 20,170,303.
It's interesting that the system updater wasn't within the About phone. Instead, it's right here in Apps. Let's see what it says at the very bottom.
Check for updates button. Checking for updates. The current version is the latest, not found the new version. The current version is the latest, not found the new version. System updater.
Okay.
Your feed.
I just long held the home key there. So there you go. You know, the Chinese phone does have some things that are rather interesting. Most especially, you know, this would be great for people who have difficulty answering their calls or, you know, making calls and stuff like that. One could enable some of those gestures to have fun with those things. I think I'm beginning to like the phone more and more, but we'll see how that goes. Thanks for listening, guys. For inclusiveandroid.com, this is Warren Carr. Thank you so much.